Yeah, I mean, it's well deserved.
He's been here for a long time. I think it's his fourth or fifth year with us as an organization, and just been a true warrior for us over the past few years especially. And so it's, like I said, it's well deserved, and I trust that he'll lead the guys every single day the way we expect him to. And he doesn't have to change a thing. He's been doing it for a few years now, and that's why he's gotten this privilege. And so he's the perfect guy to lead this team.
How has he grown as a leader over your time with him?
Just, you know, vocally, doing things the right way, like taking care of his body, taking guys under his wing, the new guys coming in, and then just being in the community too, which is really important for me, especially being from Saskatoon, knowing how much the Blades mean to the kids in the community. And he was one of the first ones back at the end of summer here to do the hockey camp and the backpack event and all that stuff. And that stuff goes a long way with me too. So that's pretty special.
Was it a hard decision, or is it something that's been a long time coming?
Yeah, I mean, there's always other guys that kind of have their name in the mix. But for me, you know, he was the guy that was on my radar first and foremost from when I got named head coach, when I started thinking about who would be the captain of this team moving forward. And he was the first guy that came to mind. So, like I said, there's other guys that were close and deservedly as well, but they're assistant captains this year, and they might get their time in the future as well.
Whose decision was it to make the leadership group?
Well, it was a combination between us as coaches and management as well. We kind of all got together and put our brains together. And then it was, like I said, we have a really good leadership group. Even guys that didn't get announced as with letters yesterday, guys that are deserving to wear one and on other teams probably would. But, you know, and I hope and expect that they wouldn't change what they've been doing too. And because we need those guys, we need everyone kind of pulling the rope here. So, but yeah, it was a group decision.
Peer input though at all, player input?
We did it as staff. We had a really good feel of who we wanted to wear letters this year, and so we stuck with it.
The culture of this team is such that the C is symbolic more so than anything else because of the leadership group more so than anything else. You don't need that guy and then, you know, alternate sort of falling in behind, kind of like a fiefdom. It's kind of like a group effort sort of a thing.
It is, and all those guys that, you know, have letters on their chest have, like, they're all deserving. They could wear the C as well, right? And guys that don't have letters, they could be wearing A's or C's as well. And so we're fortunate that way to have really good people and really good players that, you know, they care about each other and they are really good leaders. So, yeah, we're going to do it by committee. But, you know, Ben wearing the C has, you know, the biggest responsibility of them all to continue the Blades way and lead in the way that we know he will and expect him to do it.
Leadership groups are important for any team, but is there an increased importance this year just given how young the roster is and how many first-year players there are on the team?
Yeah, I think so. Like, guys showing them how to become, you know, young adults and what it takes to play in this league, it's not easy. And, you know, that's why we're fortunate to have so many good leaders that can take guys under their wing and show them how we do things. So, like I said, they're going to do it by committee, and we have all the confidence and faith in the world in those guys to do a great job.